VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations is establishing a trust fund for low- and middle-income countries to help them respond to the coronavirus pandemic and recover from its socioeconomic shock. The Secretary General said the pandemic is the greatest test the world has faced since the formation of the United Nations 75 years ago. He's calling for a large-scale, coordinated, multilateral response amounting to at least 10% of global gross domestic product. There are more than 820,000 cases, confirmed cases, worldwide of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus, and at least 40,000 deaths. The virus has been reported in 179 countries, and many of them lack the adequate financial and health resources to contain it. Millions of U.S. workers are losing their jobs in a surge of layoffs as businesses, large and small, shut their operations amid the coronavirus pandemic. A week ago, nearly 3.3 million workers filed for unemployment benefits. The figure is expected to rise rapidly in the coming weeks, with 40 million people predicted to be unemployed by mid-April. Before the pandemic struck the United States, 5.8 million U.S. workers were unemployed. That's 3.5% of the workforce. That figure has changed little in the past 6 months and was a linchpin of a robust economy. But on Tuesday, investment banker Goldman Sachs Group forecast the U.S. jobless rate would soar to 15% by mid-year rather than its earlier estimate of 9%. Key U.S. stock indexes fell about 1% in midday trading on Tuesday, while markets in Europe and Asia mostly finished higher. The top U.S. indexes in New York opened higher but slipped later in the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 30 blue-chip stocks and the broader S&P 500 were both down about a percentage point. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.